With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, I like it. I can't believe she died. Tina Turner, no longer with us. Saved rugby league in the early, what was it, late 80s?
Late 80s,
early 90s.
Early 90s.
Made it sexy. Drew more women to the games with this brilliant campaign. Well, what you get is what you see is the first one.
Yeah, 89.
And then this one. And then it was rebooted again later with Barnsley.
Yes, which was a really good version. Great version with Barnsley.
Why, are you in that one?
No.
Are you leading me into something
no,
again?
No, I was at the 1993 grand final, Broncos and Dragons, second
yep.
time. Played in 92 as well. And hello, listeners. Welcome
yeah,
to
hi.
Show.
Welcome to Sports Day.
Big game coming up, of course. Dolphins up against the Dragons. But I remember being at the 93 grand final as a spectator to watch. And there's a big, at halftime or before the game, there was a big stage they set up. And they gave everyone a little red Winfield Cup flag. Even
yeah.
the kids.
The kiddies
yeah,
were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So hang on, let me paint. The kids were swinging a flag with Winfield Cup on it.
Yeah.
So, sounds like a scene from South Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
We weren't all so sensitive back then. But anyway, then Tina Turner came out. Everyone went, what? And then everyone had to wave their flags while she sang the Simply the Best song. And that was the filming for the ad the following year, the 94 year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, killed two birds with one stone. It was a great time. But, she was outstanding. You know what I loved? Yes, she's great for rugby league. Go and watch a movie called What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah, it came out in the 90s.
Yeah, Angela Bassett was nominated for an Oscar for it. She plays Tina Turner, of course, yeah. And Lawrence Fishburne plays Ike Turner. Shows her whole life. And
she had a horrible marriage.
Well, she met Ike at 16. That's creepy.
Yeah.
And then she even said only years ago in a documentary, if it wasn't for Ike, he wouldn't have brought me into the industry. He wouldn't have taught me about discipline and your different tones, your light and shade and your singing, whatever it may be. But it was a horrible marriage. Met him at 16, left in the mid-30s, and she left with 34 cents to her name. Middle of the night, left.
Yeah.
And suffered horrendous domestic violence and sexual assault as well against her from him. But outside of that, when they went through the divorce proceedings, she said, you can have it all. He said, you're not having any of the songs. And Ike said, they're my songs. I wrote them. And she said, you can have all the songs. I just want to keep the last name. I've earned that.
Well, Tina Turner passed away this morning. Woke up to that news this morning in Switzerland at the age of 83.
Where a lot of
it's a good innings.
Well, a lot of people have been going to Switzerland for end of life, and I'm not sure whether she was over there for it. Not many people were aware that she was as sick as what she was, battling cancer and other illnesses, and has spent her last years in Switzerland. So I remember talking to, I'm going to Bruce here and mention Blocker's name. He was in a few of those ads as well. And I know you messaged me today and said, can we get Block on? I said, I'll reach out to him. But
he said no, of course.
He had a really good relationship with Tina. When she came out, the players that actually got to spend some time with her, they just said she was the nicest human being you could ever meet. Never changed. Nearly 200 million records she sold.
Wow.
She had 12 Grammys. And, of course, Mad Max 3, Thunderdome.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that outfit was she was wearing, but, yeah. It's a sad day for rugby league. And look, I think instead of chasing the dream of playing rugby league in Las Vegas.
Oh, listeners.
Get
ready for one of the great tee-offs of all time when you talk to Woogie about taking rugby league to Vegas. Jimmy Smith, if you're listening.
I hope you're listening, Jimmy.
1300 011 1170.
I'll tell you what. Now, I'd like to see the NRL, and I think our colleague Joel Kane said something similar. I reckon we've got to bring back the best and use it as our theme song. I know there's 17,000 people in the marketing department at the NRL. Surely one of them could jump on it. But wouldn't it be good to see that as our theme song again, maybe next year? Because if we miss it this year.
We're jumping on the campaign with Joel Kane. And he raised it today and said, grand final day this year. It's a no-brainer.
Well, the whole final series.
Yeah, halftime entertainment. No-brainer.
What's the halftime entertainment? Like a cover?
It's a Tina Turner. with a
tribute show.
With a hologrammer, which they can do now. Tupac Shakur.
The who?
Tupac Shakur. You never heard of him?
Yeah, no, I have. I just wanted to hear you say Shakur again. I thought you meant Shakira. You know, my hips don't lie singer. Hello to our listeners on SEN 1620, the Super Radio Network, SEN Fanatic, our SEN track stations throughout Queensland, and those on the SEN app. Live SEN League coverage tonight from 7. Sats with yourself, a man who's played over 300 games of NRL.
The King of Dolby.
Yeah, the King of Dolby.
Yep.
Do you reckon he could just walk into the pie shop in Dolby and just say, I want a steak pie, and gets it for free?
See, this is where you don't do your research.
What?
There is a pie named after him.
Is there?
In the Dolby
Is it
bakery.
Called the Macca?
Mm.
Andrew McCulloch is calling that game with you, and also the silky smooth tones.
Dulcet tones.
Of Drury Forbes.
Sounds a lot like Matty Thompson.
Does he? Mm. Well, Drury's also looking for a lady. He's 39 years of age, hasn't got a misso.
He's just broken up with his partner in summer.
Brazilian she was too.
Yep.
She went back home, and so he's looking for a lady, and I don't know how we got onto this. Mm. He's just taking up dance lessons.
I know. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him during the call, what dance lessons is he doing?
The tango, I believe. Today he should be doing the Nutbush in honour of Tina Turner, right? Hey, tonight's show, by the way, Tigers prop David Clemmer is joining us on the show. We will preview tonight's clash between the Dolphins and
Dragons
not quite at KO sure Stadium.
Dolphins are the favourites. Are you not keen on the rugby league this week because you can't wait for Origin?
Yeah.
So does that convince you Origin needs to be played on a weekend?
Yes. I don't think we should have rugby league this weekend.
Okay.
I just, what's the point? We're losing a lot of players out of these games, and I don't know.
What about the clubs that are outside of the eight? It gives them an opportunity to take advantage of players being out.
Possibly. But, okay, well, let's look at the Dragons. They're a team outside the eight, and we'll talk about
this. They're 17th.
They're just outside the eight. But they lose their inspirational leader in Ben Hunt.
Good opportunity for Jaden Sullivan.
I don't know if I trust the players. I don't know if I trust them to put in the effort without Ben Hunt being there. I'm being serious.
Yeah, well, there's a good opportunity for them tonight.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got the Dolphins who are sitting in the top eight.
Mm.
I can't believe that.
Hello?
They had a bye last week too, which helped.
Yep.
It's going to be a good game. Fins up at 8 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that coverage on SEN League straight after Sports Day. Chris Nelson from Racing Queensland, you caught up with him earlier. Big Ladbrokes Derby Day.
Eagle Farm
on Saturday. I'm going to that.
Ones.
I'm going.
Are you going into the corporate area? Or are you just
I've been invited into a corporate area. I don't know how. I think they sent it to the wrong Jason.
Mm.
So I am going as a guest of. I'm going as a guest of Ladbrokes.
You know the buffet?
Yeah. Is that for everyone or just me?
Now listen, I want to give you a tip about the buffet.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat everything in the first visit. You can go back. And it's there the entire afternoon. They don't put it there and take it away an hour later. So just slow down.
I don't do that, Sats. I just pull a chair up. Seriously. I can't believe I'm going anyway on Saturday. So
good stuff.
I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been to the races in ages.
Hey, Daddy Vass was telling me before the show, he's telling me a story and he goes, yeah, I remember I had this
Doesn't
massive,
he take his time
I had this massive gig on one night when I was a DJ.
What?
Squeeze me? Baking powder?
What?
Stop there.
What's the baking powder?
Have you never seen Wayne's World?
Oh,
Excuse me? Baking powder?
Yeah.
Ouch, my pancreas.
Okay.
He said, when I was a DJ. I went, what? Yeah, I was a DJ. I did some massive gigs, he said.
Where are you, Daddy? Is it DJ Daddy Vass?
I don't know what his DJ name was.
DJ?
And I don't know what sort of
bloody name is. Get in here, please.
I don't know what genre of music he used to play also.
Let's talk about your DJ career. What's going on?
Can you tell us, firstly, what was your DJ name?
G'day, boys. This is an absolute stitch-up again. Nothing stays out of this studio, does it?
No.
No.
DJ name is just me name. Nothing special.
Me name.
Me name. It's not, you're not talking about your misso.
It was the Vass.
It was the Vass.
He slides right in it's to every concert.
Wow. The Vass.
The Vass. Yeah. DJ Vass.
DJ Vass. DJ Vass.
And what was your genre?
It was
you
like,
know what genre means, huh?
Yeah, it was okay. Like mainly house. Mainly
house music.
Yeah.
So that's a boom.
Like
boom,
tech
boom,
house. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Mate, all that, you just put the one record on all night. Yeah. They're all on. Mate, staff, they wouldn't even know that you've changed songs.
Mate, I was a professional. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And were you popular?
Yeah, I wasn't too bad. I used to play down at Commune.
Did you used to do it with your shirt off?
No.
Did you have a lollipop hanging out of your mouth?
No. Head down.
One arm up, like pumping the music. Like
Later on in the night.
It's not a profession, is it? It can't be a profession.
Well, me mate's dad doesn't think it is.
My friend.
Yeah. My friend's father.
Yeah, that's
better. I went over for dinner one night and he just absolutely tore me to shreds. He's like, mate, you just press a button. That's all you do. You blokes, you're not a profession. And ever since then, I've kind of thought differently about it.
Thank you. I was going to reach over and push that button then. Anyway.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, DJ Vass.
Vass.
DJ Vasso. That's creepy.
God, it was a good coin being a DJ.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, how much would you earn a night?
Oh, 300.
What?
300 to 400.
Really?
See, this bloke here, he doesn't get out of bed for $300 or $400 a day.
Oh, it depends. Like
how many hours?
Oh, you know, you get paid like $100 an hour.
Oh, that's all right. So you do 3 hours. Did you get free drinks?
No, that's like a private gig. Club gig, you just do an hour or two.
Oh, right. So, so you were the guest?
No, like...
So did you have any posters that would say, this Saturday night, DJ Vasso?
Yeah, well, that's how you get your name out there. Of course.
Vasso.
That's cruel. I'll pull some up for you, Sats.
That's cruel.
Can we get one up on you social media creep. Tonight?
No. Not,
did you
not
pull
a chance.
Any chicks? Let's be honest. Did you? Is that
he's
how you...
got a partner.
No, but this
that.
Is in the past, right?
Doesn't matter.
But did you find a girlfriend?
She might be a jealous type.
Hang on. Did you find a long-term partner, which ended by being a DJ? Like, were you popular with girls?
Take the Fifth.
Or guys?
Take the Fifth Amendment.
No comment.
Exactly. He's taking the Fifth.
Well, his TikTok name's Daddy Vass.
I'm not playing into these childish games here. Yeah.
Well, you're still here.
Hey, talking about...
thank you, Daddy.
Now, it's been announced today... Woogie, that the NRL have signed a 5-year deal.
And it looks like they're going to sign.
I know listeners have probably heard this throughout the afternoon. Looks like it's going to be a 5-year deal to take 2 games to open up the season to Vegas. You love it.
Oh, please.
Why don't you like it?
What a waste of money. Honestly, we're hearing that it may cost about $200 million for this to occur.
Well, I would have thought that you would only take it over there if you didn't have to pay a cent.
Absolutely, and you make some money. Now, I believe, you're going to read out a tweet or something in a moment, but I'll just put this to you. So it's going to be games 1 and 2 of the 2024 season, right? So a Thursday night and a Friday night game. So
yes.
You imagine they'd be the 8 o'clock games. I think it's the Bronx and Manly and the Rabbitohs and the Roosters, right?
Before you go on, you got to probably, do you agree that it'll be from an aesthetic point of view, by looking at it, it'll be big and bold and
no,
bright
there'll be no. You're thinking,
exciting.
But you're thinking NFL. I'm thinking State of Origin. When was it? Back in 80 what or 90?
87.
80. I'm thinking State of Origin in 87, where I saw a dog wandering along on the hill. That's what I'm like. I expect to see a goat. Mate, seriously, my big question is, has anyone thought this through at
Rugby League
headquarters that for a game to be on air at 8 o'clock, and I'm telling you, Channel 9 and Fox will want an 8 o'clock game on a Thursday and Friday night to kick off the season.
Mm-hmm.
Do they realise that's going to be 3 or 4 a.m. Vegas time? So are they going to expect the players to play at 3 or 4 a.m.?
Or the flip side of that is they play it at 8 o'clock over there, which will be what time here?
Well, it'll be the opposite, 3
or
4
o'clock in the morning.
And you think the broadcasters to kick off a rugby league season are going to allow that? You know, this sounds like to me that it's a cash grab, mate.
Well, of course it is from a revenue point of view. We know that what they believe from the gambling entities that can enter the game will probably far outweigh the eyes that will be on the game, if that makes sense. That's probably the reasoning behind their thinking.
But, mate, Americans will not give a stuff about it, mate. They will not, and where are they going to play Sats? I mean, everyone thinks they're going to play in that shiny, brand-new stadium in Vegas, which would be nice.
Vegas Raiders, yeah.
But that would cost a fortune.
65,000 seat stadium?
But they're not going to get 65,000 people to a game in March in Vegas.
Yeah.
Unless you gave away every single ticket for free. And didn't you say it's possibly going to cost the NRL $200 million?
Well, yeah, I'm just reading something here. It's the Brisbane Broncos set to spearhead Rugby League's bold $200 million plan to win over the hearts and minds of US sports fans. Now, a lot of our listeners are Roosters fans, and you'd probably know this man very well, Bernie Gurr, former CEO of the Roosters, very good administrator, has been involved over in America, knows the sporting landscape of America, and from a governance point of view, whatever that may be, very well respected. I follow him on Twitter, and he's actually always got really good debate and insight into different areas. He said the singular goal, as admitted by the ARLC, is to generate gambling revenue. This is not a genuine strategic attempt to grow participation in the game in the USA, as evidenced by the fact that the NRL have not had any communication with the USARL, the sanctioned governing body in the United States. I mean, if that's true, it's a little bit concerning, but
it'd be interesting to see what the Rugby League Players Association think about this, with players going over there for round one. No doubt those teams will probably get a bye in round two, I'm assuming, like time to relax, get over the jet lag and whatnot.
Or maybe a 9 or 10 day turnaround, maybe the following Sunday game.
Yeah, perhaps. But I mean, I feel like we're shooting from the hip. We want to get the game over in America. Americans aren't going to give a stuff about it. If you're serious about promoting the game, why don't you create a nines tournament so you have every team there in the preseason? You know, do that 2 weeks before the season kicks off. You get to see a faster version of the game, lots of tries. And if it's about gambling revenue, well, there you go. There's a heap of games.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And do it over a long weekend. Why then take the game away from also members of footy teams? Like a Broncos, South, Roosters, Manly supporters are going to be happy. They're going to get, well, Broncos fans will get one less game. And whether it's a South or Roosters home game, they're going to get one less game or a chance to see their team in Sydney. There's so many holes in this. And the big thing is, what time do they play?
Yeah.
I think that's
one of the biggest issues, I think, is from an exposure point of view and the ability in Australia on the East Coast to watch the game. What's it going to look like? Now, are they going to probably, if it is an 8 o'clock kickoff over there, for argument's sake, which is 3 o'clock in Vegas, 3 o'clock over here in the morning, 8 o'clock in Vegas at night, 3 o'clock in the morning here. Will the argument be, well, when the kangaroo tours used to be on, we used to wake up at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning to watch Australia play Great Britain?
Yeah, but that's different. That's you know, that's one-off series and that's the national team. You're talking about the launch of a season. I can't see Fox and Channel 9 buying into this. I cannot see them. I don't know. What do you think? 0457 736 736 Sports Day for Key. We've got to go to a break because standing by, you tell me he's a good bloke.
He's a good guy.
David Clemmer.
I've only met him once, but I've spoken to teammates of his who just said that David Clemmer, one of the nicest guys in rugby league.
I'm going to ask him if he is, what he thinks of himself.
You can't ask him.
You wait. We'll get to that next. This is Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
Clemmer ends up with it. Bounces away from a couple. They didn't mess it up at all. It's straight out of the textbook. Unstoppable. David Clemmer.
Yeah, David Clemmer crossing for a try there. Nice call from Vossie, SEN's very own Vossie. He's played 205 NRL games, Sats, for the Doggies, the Knights, and now, of course, at the Tigers. 19 tests for the Kangaroos, 14 origins for the Mighty Blues.
Still only 29.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Looks older than that, I must admit, but hopefully... Oh, shit, he can hear me. David Clemmer, welcome to Sports Day. Now, listen, Sats tells me you are just a great guy, one of the great guys in rugby league. Why are you?
Are you asking him or are you asking me?
I'm asking him. Yeah, he'll know why.
He can't say that about himself.
Yeah, he'll know why. Why are you so bloody nice?
Well, I don't know, mate. I'm a mad footy head. I think I bumped in the stats a couple of years ago down in Canberra, and I just had to let him know what a big it's been probably well publicised, the East tackle in that grand final. But as a kid, as a growing up, I made a game out of it with my mates, and we just always someone always make a break, and we always had to do the Scottish Sattler tackle at the end of the training we did. So
there it is.
Just to shake his hand. That day was mate. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to meet him, and. Yeah, we've got to meet him.
Actually, Badge and I were calling the game that night. We were walking down the street. He was walking towards me. I said to Badge, "Here comes Dave Clemmer. I want to get a photo with him. He's this massive human." And I always talked to Lukey Lewis, who's a really good mate of mine. And Lukey Lewis used to always say, "Have you met Dave Clemmer?" And this is before I'd met Clem. And I said, "No, I haven't." He goes, "World's nicest bloke. World's nicest bloke." Toon Gabby Tiger, German descent. Now, can you speak any German?
No, mate, I'm shocked. I'm trying to learn some at the moment, so they're doing my best.
Now, you've got three boys, haven't you? And I remember always seeing photos of you and your boys, and they always had the shaved heads, like the Dave Clemmer shaved heads. Have they still got the shaved heads?
No, I've only just cut their mullets off. They've had about 2.5 years. So I've had to get rid of that. And they've just got a nice army cut, mate. They've got the high top fade, the zero.
Now, you've been at your 10-year-old son's, training session this afternoon. Mate, that must be nice for you to get along, because you'd be training most days, right? You miss out on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I miss out, mate. They're the little things in life that I cherish, you know. I love getting down, and sometimes I just can't help myself. I've got to take the jumper off and get out there if they need a handle in a post session and sort some of them out. But I just love getting out there and running around with the fellas.
Are you a father? Because you're so involved in the game, and there'd be so many people that are looking at you because you're 6'5". Are you a father that when the game's on and you're not involved from coaching or as an official, do you try and stay as quiet as possible? Are you one of those ones that yells and screams and gets involved in a good way?
Not really. I'll tell you what, I park myself as furthest away. I get that nervous for me little fellas when I watch them play. I just sit away and I'm playing footy by myself. Just watching them. I'm bloody feeling every tackle, every run, and my hands are getting sweaty. But I just love getting out there and getting there early and. Yeah, I just love it, mate.
Great stuff. Now, on the field, great win last week. But you got another bye this week, Clem. Would you rather to have another bye, or would you rather keep the momentum going?
Yeah, mate. Another bye. We had a four week block there. We looked at the draw after that Parramatta game, and we sort of just broke up the season. And for the position that we were in, try and get as many wins as we can in this 4 week block, and we got three of them into the bye, and then we got another 3 weeks and another sort of layoff. So we're just keeping it really simple for us, and it's playing every week. It's obviously great, that win on the weekend, but we've still got a lot of work to get through, and we had a good tough session today. It was a bit of old fashioned touch up, a bashathon, which was good. Just to remind the boys, and mate, we're working really hard, and things are looking pretty positive at the moment for us. So, as I said before, we've got lots of still to work on.
West Tigers David Clemmer joining us on Sports Day right now. If you've just joined in, Clem, two wins in 3 weeks for the Tigers. Has something clicked?
Holding the football, I reckon. I think during the first 9 rounds, mate, we're making like between 15 to 20 errors a game. And then we're 16 points down, and then we're trying to play the footy that we want to play, and we're stressing out. We're throwing passes or unforced. But I think we've really found our style, and we're trusting the process and holding the football, which really helps for us. You know, we're not chasing points or you know, we're starting to lead in games and control the game a bit better, which is very, very positive for us as a footy side, and a lot of belief for the boys too.
Are you on the Dodgem cars or something? At the is that the cars going past you? Is it?
We're at Liverpool Catholic Club, right on the highway there. So right on me, mate. They're bloody speeding past me.
Okay, so you've been coached by some pretty good coaches over the years, Clem, and now Benji,
yep.
Who's an assistant at the moment. He's being mentored by Timmy Shoons, who I love Timmy Shoons, but are you seeing some good signs with Benji?
Well, they're great. Obviously, Sheensy, obviously get asked this question a lot, and Sheensy's a rugby league coach. He teaches the ins and outs of rugby league and the plays and all the little one percenters around footy as well, and it's good for these young blokes to obviously come in the first grade. You know, he's had a lot of experience and teach the games, the fabric of rugby league as well. Like, a lot of guys just come now, they're big, strong, powerful, but he teaches them, you know, how to hold the football, change hands, and you make a line break and all those little things. And he's really good. Then you've got Benji, obviously fresh out of retirement as well last couple of years, and he's also the experience of playing footy and what to be a good player as well. He had a great career, and a lot of these blokes look up to him, and he's great to have around the group as well. Very positive, and he loves it. And mate, he's going to be a great coach. He's very positive around the boys, and still carving us up at training when he wants to jump in and set up five tries every now and again as well.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great sense of humour. Now, 11 tries last week against the Cows. Alex Twoll. Still no try. Now, is there any specific play that Benji and Tim Sheens are working on that's going to get him across the line?
Oh, yeah. We're practicing every week for him. every week we're doing a 12, sending the trial line, and we're trying to get the big fella over.
Oh, the crowd went up, didn't it?
We're trying.
Yeah.
Oh, any time we get in the opposing half, mate, they grow another leg for us. So we're getting excited, and we're trying to get Twally in the game as well. So, mate, just on Twally, mate, he's been great for us as well. His game's gone to another level this year, and I'm just pumped for him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great last week. Now, you've worn the Blues jersey 14 times, Clem, and you'd love to be back there as well. And you're only 29, like you said, so you've still got plenty of playing days left in you. But Tevita Pangai Jr., who plays in your position, he's making his debut. If they had to sit you down, David Clemmer with Tevita Pangai Jr. playing his first game, what would your advice be to him?
Right, get the ball, run hard, and make your tackles, mate. Just get in there. Just cause muss. Just run as hard as you can and tackle as hard as you can. And he's not going to let anyone down, mate. He's a quality player, and I'm pumped to see him get out there and rip in, mate. He's explosive. He's going to ruffle some feathers, and he's going to be good for that footy team.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier on, you hope to get back there again one day. But seeing you've been out for a couple of years, what do you miss about it? What do you miss about the Origin Arena?
Just put the jersey on, mate. Like, that's your childhood, like one of your childhood dreams, to go out there and run out and represent your family and the people that helped you on your journey. And you know, obviously everyone from New South Wales as well. It's cracker, mate. Just running out is the raw, you know. So... I was lucky enough to do it a few times, but mate, the last couple of years I've been watching them, I feel like a kid, you know, like seeing from a different view again. And my boys are asking me 50 questions while I'm trying to watch the game as well, which is pretty hard. I'm trying to watch the game, and another game of footy starts kicking off right in front of my feet. So, mate, I love it, and I hope the boys go well this year as well.
Do your boys remember you playing Origin at all, Clem?
I think my big fella does. My 10-year-old, he remembers coming to camp and stuff. He was old enough to know. And but my other boys, they were catching butterflies, I think.
Now, how cool is that? That must make you proud as a dad that one of your boys remembers you playing State of Origin. It is without a doubt the pinnacle of rugby league in the world. So. Jeez, that would be awesome. That would be amazing.
Nah, thanks, mate. It does. And obviously get the photos out and just, you know, obviously showing them and that. It's pretty special when you sit back
they're asking all the questions and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like, do you know Nathan Cleary? Questions like that. No. Didn't that happen to you, Sats?
Yeah.
When you were selected for Queensland, didn't one of your boys,
my son Jack.
Jack asked you who the captain was?
He said, Dad, can you get Gordon Tallis's signature? That's the only thing he said. Can you get Gordon Tallis's signature? Yeah, so.
Did you get it?
No. Yeah.
Hey, Clem, we've been asking a lot of the players we get on air, you know, what they like about the game at the moment. And a couple of things. A, do you think the game is in, do you love playing the game at the moment? Are you happy where it's sitting? And two, are there any players in the game currently that you admire?
Yeah, man, I'll probably mention, I love your rugby league. I'm happy where the game is at. Probably not the hangers and stuff like that or all that sort of stuff. I don't really enjoy all that talk or the fabric of the game there. But, mate, I still love the free-flowing and the points. Everyone's scoring tries and some of the big efforts in defence. It hasn't been too bad. I'm really enjoying it. And a current player that I admire or...
Yeah.
Who do I watch?
One that you love to watch when you're just relaxing, watching all the other games.
I love Jazz Tavanga.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I watch Jazz Tavanga. Jerome Hughes as well from Melbourne Storm. Who else? Tamata Paseka from Manly as well. I like watching him. The big fella, he's had a big year this year. I like watching him play. Yeah, probably those three at the moment, I've always been a big fan of Jazz and Jerome Hughes as well.
Yeah, you don't love Jerome Hughes when you're about to cave his ribs in after he kicks a ball, I know that, but hey...
No way.
Hey, Clem, get those crazy eyes going. Before we let you go, mate, we've been talking to a lot of people that we've interviewed over the last couple of weeks. We've had this segment called Larrikins of Origin, okay, so... Really good players on the field when they play Origin, but they do all their best work off the field. They're, you know, one of the practical jokers, one of the crazy guys of the side. So out of your four Origins and all the camps you've been in with Australia, whatever it may be, who's the first larrikin that comes to mind?
Oh.
You would have played with Jimmy Malone.
Greg Bird and John Shadow Carr.
Greg Bird.
And Jimmy Malone. Yeah, actually, Jimmy's the top of the cake. Yeah, Jimmy.
Pest.
Yeah. Oh, just his voice. You just hear it from a mile away, and you can just hear him, mate. He's
That's
good
great.
To play with Jimmy.
That's great. He knew how to win, though, didn't he?
He did know how to win.
He did know how to win. All right, listen, we're going to let you go, mate. Enjoy some time off.
Nah, appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, David Clemmer, thanks for joining us on Sports
Champion. Day. Great stuff.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here. SEN League from 7 tonight with Drury Forbes, Sats, and Andrew McCulloch joining us. It's fair to him. He has a pie named after him.
Yeah, in the Dalby Bakery.
Is that true? Yeah. Where's the pies, Macca?
It's a chunky chicken pie.
Chicken? And,
yeah, with mashed potato on top.
You don't have chicken in a pie. Mm. And chicken and mashed potato? Yeah. Oh, get a real pie, Macca. Glenda, are you there?
I am. How are you? It's actually Glenn to start. How are you, Justin?
Very good.
Buddy Vass, how are we, boys?
Good.
Sats, congratulations on your magnificent last laugh last night, mate.
It's great, wasn't it? I knew you'd like it.
That's fantastic, mate. Yep. I bet you didn't see Theo and Kirby calling it quits on Home and Away last night.
I missed it. I actually missed it.
Oh. Hey, Sats, how's Jackie Cooper going on the summit?
Oh, she's better get reintroduced on Sunday. I've got to say, punished.
I'm doing it to both of you.
Okay.
That is the worst conversation I've ever witnessed in my life.
Hey, Rooster Muzz's text in. I've just emailed Daddy Vass a picture of a chicken parmy. It was voted horrible. The worst chicken parmy in Australia, and it was from a Brisbane pub. And I'm looking at it right now. It is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen.
Right, yes, that's very quickly. We've got to look at tonight's game for Ream Manufacturing in Australia for over 80 years. Got a couple of minutes here. Dragons and the Finns, the Dolphins tonight at KO Stadium. Dragons have got a big out. A guy called Ben Hunt's playing State of Origin. Can they win without him?
Oh, well, they can because they've got a young kid by the name of Jaden Sullivan. He's obviously not on the same level as Ben Hunt, but he's young, he's brash, he's got confidence, and it's amazing what happens when you hand him a pretty important jersey. The Dolphins, on the other hand, I'm trying to find where 12 points will come from, and I'm talking about Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, a couple of tries, Jermaine Asako will knock him over, Tommy Gilbert's aggression as well, that young aggressive nature you need in the forward pack.
Yep.
But in saying that, I still think the Dolphins will win at home. I just think, again, everyone's questioned them all year. I'm not going to question them again. I think Wayne will be the difference tonight.
Mark Nichols, the GOAT, returns. How do you get the nickname the GOAT all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Is it one of those nicknames
you
give
yourself?
He looks
like the Professor. Remember?
He does, from Barney.
Yeah, from Barney and the Professor.
Who wins and why?
Well,
you just said
the
Dolphins.
The Dolphins, sorry. I'm going to say the Dolphins by 4.
Rightio.
Yeah.
Okay. I reckon Dolphins by 10. Mm. That's what I've got there.
Okay.
If anyone cares. Hot water need replacing. Go steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream. Break time. This is Sports Day. When we come back, Chris Nelson has got some form for us for the Ladbrokes Derby at Eagle Farm this weekend.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. Time for a racing update for Racing Queensland. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Yeah, Chrissy Nelson from Racing Queensland joins us on the line. How are you, Chrissy?
Going very well, thanks, Sats. So how are you?
I'm really well, really well. With all the great weather we're having in southeast Queensland, it's just picture perfect, isn't it, for these big meets each and every weekend in and around Brisbane. Doomben last weekend, or last two weekends, has been massive, but Eagle Farm is the place to be this weekend.
Well, you think about the people that like to get to the races this time of year, and they like to wear the women like to wear their best outfits and dress up, and they don't have to worry about rain or wind or anything like that. It's just what it is, and it's a fantastic time of year to have great weather, and that's going to continue. But yeah, Eagle Farm's a place to be, Sats. We've got two Group 1s on Saturday, the Queensland Derby and the Kingsford Smith Cup, but it's a great support card as well. The Sire's Produce, race number 6 for the 2-year-olds, and race number 5 is for the Fred Best Classic for the 3-year-olds. And there's plenty of other good races on the card also.
Now, Fred Best Classic, as you said, race 5. Yep. You've got an interesting tip in that one, haven't you?
Well, it's an interesting runner, really. Number 2, Yellow Brick. He's third favourite currently for the Stradbroke Handicap in a couple of weeks' time, which, of course, is the big Group 1 sprint in Brisbane. Now, unless he wins this race on Saturday, he probably won't even be in the field. He just hasn't qualified as yet. So he needs to win this race on Saturday, the Fred Best Classic, the 3-year-old race, to qualify, because this is a golden ticket race where you get into the Stradbroke Handicap in a couple of weeks' time. So Yellow Brick for Ben Thompson, who was so impressive winning first up at the Sunshine Coast a few weeks ago, will be all out to win. And you know what? I think he can do it.
Where else? Not only at Eagle Farm on Saturday, where else are we racing over the weekend, Nelso?
We are racing at Ipswich also on Saturday. We don't have a Gold Coast Polytrack meeting this week. The meeting is at Ipswich. We race at Mackay up in the north, Toowoomba, as per normal in the Twilight Zone, and the Sunshine Coast on Sunday, Sats. And just to mention too, the Derby is one of the main features on Saturday. Kovalika will go around favourite in the Derby, race number 7. Of course, ran third in the Doomben Cup last Saturday against the older horses. He's back to his own age, and you would think that he would be winning. So make sure you have a few dollars on him. You won't make a fortune, but you'll end up in front.
Well, I've been actually on fire the last couple of weeks, Nelso. So
have you now?
I'm taking your tips.
I should be texting you for tips.
I'm taking you your tips into this weekend, so fire away.
All right, here we go. Race 5, number 2, Yellow Brick. Race 7, number 1, Kovalika. That might be a little multi because neither are massive odds. So we might be best playing the multi there. You'll probably get $4 or better. Race 8, number 2, A Case of You in the Kingsford Smith Cup. Now, this horse is an import. He's had 3 runs in Australia. He's drawn horrible gates every time. He's had to go back to last, and he's run on. That is not his pattern. Overseas, he settled a lot closer in the run. He draws a good gate Saturday. He'll be able to do that. and he'll get his chance to win. So race 8, number 2 each way, A Case of You. And I'll throw out one in the last because everyone likes to get a winner in the last. Number 5, Hellfest. Tipped a couple of weeks ago. The run was okay. Just got too far back and was a market drifter first up. I think this week you'll see a much improved mare. So race 9, number 5, Hellfest each way.
So race 5, number 2. Race 7, number 1. Race 8, number 2. And race 9, Hellfest.
Number 5, yeah.
Looking at those. Thank you very much. Chris Nelson from Racing Queensland. Have a great weekend, mate.
You too, Sats. All the best.
There goes Nelson. Time to get in some texts before we wrap up and get into Thursday night SEN League.
Steve says, Dave Clemmer's dad was one of the greatest footballers to come out of Westfield Sports High. That's a fact I can vouch for personally. Really? Didn't know that. That's interesting. Guys, you should do a segment of the show for the most hated rugby league. No, we can't do that. 302, most hated rugby league. Can we?
Well, who would you nominate first?
Well, Rat can't win everything.
Ooh.
Hi, Sats and Woogie. I reckon former Bulldogs and Penrith prop. This is sporty. Yeah, Peter Kelly was a better prop than Dowling and Marty Bell. Should have gone on the 86 Kangaroo Tour. Yeah. I don't know why he didn't, actually. He was a great prop. He used to always sign the books. Hit him high, hit him low, hit him with the old elbow.
Is that what he... Right.
God forgive me. I just found myself agreeing with Woogie.
Hey, why'd you skip over that?
That's all it said.
Well, you didn't even say their name.
TB.
Yeah, okay, that's nice. 2GF listening to. Thank you, TB.
See when it's about Woogie, he
well, mate, you've got to read out the names, mate. Just shut up and read out the
Glenn
text.
Said, can I ring up and sing a little bit of Simply the Best? No.
No.
Glenda.
Stop ringing Glenda.
Glenda could. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Woogie 100%. They're flogging a dead horse. They think the game will grow in America. It would have happened by now if it was going to happen. Yeah, David knew he was over there for many years trying to kick it off. I agree with Woogie. Channel 9 won't change the grand final to an afternoon, so I can't see them televising games at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Poor ratings. Neil at Quakers.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate that.
And the Nines tournament would be a very good idea, Phil says.
I reckon that could work.
And 970 says, not DJ Vasso, it's DJ Lou Sassol.
That was in reference to Daddy Vass's DJing days, where you earned $300 a night.
Yeah.
Well done. It's been a big week. We are done and dusted. Glenn, stop ringing.
Rooster Muzz says, keep this to yourselves, but my brother has a horse in on Saturday at Randwick, race 6, number 6, our candidate.
Okay. He's first up from a spell, keep an eye on the betting.
We're on it.
Right, yeah. No, don't say that. You win some, you lose more.
Exactly.
I've got a feeling that's what might happen in this situation. SEN League on the way next. Thursday night football, the Dolphins and the Dragons do battle at KO Stadium.
Hello?
Yes, you're up next. Enjoy it. Back Monday night. See you then.
See ya.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.